It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Hancock in Missoula, Montana, on our way to Washington State, where we're going to do some activism and be more buttheads. And you know, the whole reason for the Love Bus Liberty tour was one, you know, to just provide inspiration, and that there wasn't, you know, early on to show that there was somebody, someone that understood that this was all crap. We, you know, need to look at it in a different way, that this is not, you're not being unloving or compassionate or without empathy just because you want to take care of yourself and your family, and not capitulate to the they, them, those will of their scumbags. And I, by doing that, we were able to, you know, help sponsor and propagate, you know, some resistance. And now it's starting to become more widespread. I'm glad we were able to do that. And now we're going to go into another phase of, I'm not sure. It's definitely a non-compliance thing. It's a build a parallel society and, you know, make them obsolete. And I wanted to talk to Dr. Judy about, is there any fixing of the system? Now, she has her most recent book, Ending Plague. Hold up. Hold up, plague, ending plague. Yeah, give me some ending plague. You know, that's right, ending plague, okay? You know, now this is based on what? How are we ending plague? Is it going to be just ignoring them? Do we got to vote ourselves free? Do we got to, you know, close down the highways? I mean, you know, what are you thinking? What have you been seeing around the world?
Yeah, ending plague, the subtitle, which is Frank Rossetti's title of his book, which is the first half of this book, is A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. So how do you end it? You are a scholar who's honored that obligation to continue to fight and build the resistance at every level of society, whether it be media, legal, teachers, athletes. You have to honor your obligation to your craft, to your students, to the people who play on your team if you're a coach. That obligation is to communicate the truth, to communicate the knowledge of the truth. You don't put your students at risk by putting them in a mask or injecting them full of a needle where you know nothing of what's inside. We have no idea what's inside that needle. They tell us what's inside of the needle, but I'm a scientist. Show me the data. I've never seen the data. I've seen one lot from Spain, 100 vials of a lot, but all those lot numbers, all those so-called vaccine cards on your phone, what's in the lot? Because before another person can be inoculated with any other shot, I mean any other shot, we must know. Did they get saline? Did they get graphene oxide? What is in that shot? Because essentially every human being on the planet has had one shot, and essentially every human being on the planet is on some kind of drug. I actually met one this week that was not, which was fabulous. And I've known her for 20 years, and I had no idea she took nothing. And so we'll talk about that. So honoring your obligation. A scholar, a PhD, which is what Frank Rossetti and I are to produce knowledge. We discover and teach, educate what medical doctors practice. They don't know how the sausage is made. That's what I do. So they can't sit there and say that vaccine's good because they have no idea. And in fact, nobody has any idea because nobody knows what's in it.
Okay, let's talk about this a second. I want to ask some questions.
All right.
When they say this is an experimental process that goes until 23. Now, we saw Boris Johnson in the UK and or their health minister come out and say, well, you know, if you got the placebo or the control group, whatever, you were still considered fully vaccinated because you capitulated and kissed the ring or something. And how do you know which shot you got? Are they even able to tell you? They're just lying to you from the beginning, and then you're supposed to be okay with that. Who decides this?
So on my phone, and I'm going to read a couple of the lot numbers. So I have people who come to me and they literally are injured or sick from the shot. So the question that they got, so I just go back and I say, take a picture of the card. And okay, so here's a friend and the lot number, she got a Pfizer on 3/31/21 and she's got a lot number there, EN6199. She got another shot almost a month later, 4/24, and it was a different lot number, ER8732. She got very sick. She's a cancer survivor. She got very sick. So what I need to know, or what her physician needs to know, and it's really more her scientist, I need to know why, you know, she got sick. So I need to know every ingredient, every lot of a biological therapy is by definition different because cells are never the same. Every time you grow up that viral monkey kidney cells, or every flu shot is made in different chicken eggs or made in Darby kidney cells, the dog cells, every time you change, every lot is different. And I need to know everything in that lot before she gets not only another COVID vaccine, but any other shot. Any other shot, because the next adverse event that she has, she was very sick. It took 2 weeks to get her functioning again, and she almost died. She's a cancer survivor. You never give a cancer survivor a vaccine that you don't know what's in it. And if you watch the commercials on TV for various biological therapies from Big Pharma, whether it be Ibalabimib or Uptolibib or whatever, doesn't really matter what it is, that watch the commercial, it says, tell your doctor if you're thinking about taking a vaccine or recently have a vaccine, because that changes your immune response. That's the definition of a vaccine.
You know,
so I need to know what's in those shots. And I need to educate my friend, never get another shot because the next one could kill you.
You know, I just saw while I'm thinking about it, I saw an article where Chantrix is stop smoking or something, you know, a Pfizer thing. And they had to pull it off the market because it caused cancer.
Correct.
So I go, we cured you of smoking, but you got lung cancer anyway, you know.
Trust Pfizer, will you? Pfizer and their BioNTech or their Comirnaty, whatever they call it. Trust Pfizer. Shantex is off the market because, you got cancer.
This is I'm looking for the response that you get from your peers when you speak at these different events and you're talking to people, you know, in the alternative media and so on, that their solution is what? I mean, you and I have talked a long time about this. You're seeing what's going to stop this is what?
What's going to stop this is people taking control of their own health and people educating themselves, because your doctor is not your friend. He's got a commercial interest and a liability interest. He's not. When you get hurt, he walks away, or she. They walk away because it's like, oh, nope, I can't do anything. So where we are now is every single person in America has to wake up and realize you've been duped. My friend, Dr. Dave Barber, coined the term duped. You're duped and you're stupid. You're duped. If you do it again, if you do it again with all the education, you know, for my friend, you know, a 20-year cancer survivor, we led the cancer support group in our book, Plague of Corruption, page 219 is the acknowledgement. And I acknowledge that group for all we learned and all how she taught me to take care of the parent, the patients, and how to speak to them. Because I used to sit in that group, a lot like the first days I talked to you. And when we went over, and I used to sit there and I'd go to my meetings and I'd talk. And one day a lady named Deborah, I love Deborah, and she's a new lady's in the little circle of cancer patients in a support group. And Deborah said, just nod and smile. She thinks she's helping us. And I said, I heard you, Deborah. You know, so that Deborah's passed away, but she lived a really long time because she used natural products. What we're teaching everyone is take care of your immune system. Everybody has to wake up and realize you can't eat GMO. You can't eat junk food. You must exercise. You must get sunshine. You can't live in 5G. You can't live in stress. And you certainly can't inject anything into you which bypasses your innate immune response, your frontline defenses. You can't. That's what we're seeing. It's not that this COVID shot is bad, because we see the same thing with COVID shot that we saw with Gardasil in susceptible populations. Yeah. And so, you know, there's, you know, and the government just goes and says, oh, it's mRNA. We don't make it an animal tissue anymore. You know, what Mickey Willis did in Plandemic Indoctrination. Don't look over here. Look over here. Well, I tell you, no, we've all got to realize we've been duped. We've been lied to for my entire career, 40 years. Maybe there were 3 years in there, and always Francis Rossetti, who's the premier, the first author on ending plague. Always Frank Rossetti in the scientific world lived in integrity. You know, they hate us because no data goes by us that is interpreted. No, I mean, you could not come to a lab meeting without the raw data. You didn't use statistics. He said there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. I know he grabbed that from somebody, but it didn't matter. You had to show the raw data because the interpretation is where it gets fuzzy, where people start saying, oh, the vaccine's safe and effective. Show me the data.
Yeah, this is where...
there are no data.
Dr. Hooker was pushing to get access to data from the CDC, and eventually he finally... you know, got it, and they found out the truth that they were massaging it from the beginning and, you know, taking some people off and adding and creating their own result. And who stayed after school on that?
Nobody. Dr. William Thompson got whistleblower status, which I never got legally. And he got paid $225,000 a year for the last 15 years to sit in the basement of the CDC and keep his mouth shut. Oh, that's justice for the American people and the children he injured and the lives he destroyed, because he had a data burning party with the CDC, with the heads of the CDC. That's what our two books.
Let's talk about this. We're past the point of, you know, gathering evidence, and it's pretty clear the damage that this has. What is responsible for this? We have the consolidation of healthcare in large corporate medical industry. They share board of directors on all these different pharma and hospitals and clinics, and they consolidate, just like they did the media, just like they did with big tech, just like they do. Why? To control. To be able to say you have to, you can't. Who? Why? And you know, if Fauci's any you know, example. I mean, we're up against some evil sons of bitches. So what is their end goal? Now, you know, James Corbett and I, we've been talking about this for a long time, and he's convinced it's eugenics, that these guys just believe that they're the elite and they should rule, and, you know, you do what they say, or they just assume you'd be dead, you know? So what do you think? How do you rationalize what's going on?
Well, I think the evidence supports that. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, I think it's what insurance. When I was a kid, I'm more or less your age, I'm 63. There weren't, you know, we paid for our health care. You know, there's no such thing as a free flu shot. It's costing everyone as you make people sick. Free flu shot, free COVID shot. Isn't that what our President Biden said? Free, it's free, folks. What's the problem? Well, my mother, before there was a free flu shot, said, you don't need that. You don't need that. I won't spend my money for that. You have to give me a good reason why I spend the little money I make. We were blue collar. We were not rich people. Why I should inject that into my child, that she can't produce her own immunity by eating the dirt or whatever else we do, eating clean food, health insurance. Doctors don't have the right, MDs, to do anything that a health insurance provider won't pay for. In that same cancer support group, with the person who got that shot and got very sick, you know, she knows better. She spent 20 years with me, and yet I still had to get her from the brink of death. She's a cancer patient. By definition, she doesn't have a functioning immune system. But the doctors are out there saying, you're the most susceptible, so you have to have the shot, without a single piece of data. Why? Because the providers, the hospitals, insurance, the bureaucracy, the idols that are huge here in San Diego, here in LA, we never had whole towns of La Jolla, the Salk Institute. I mean, it's like creepy. It's like Oz. The lights go over everything. These people own our world. And you know, and it's simple, as my mother always said, you don't need that. No, I won't pay for it. But everybody says, oh, I'm insured. It's free. Oh, I can get that. Or I can go to school with that shot. It's free. No, it's not free. It's costing us our country. And individually, as I've seen over my entire career, our lives. No, it's not free.
Solution is what? Dr. Judy, this is going to be, you know, there's going to have to be massive resistance. There's going to be pressure. I think the new wave of ideology I wish to push is make them make you. You know, just make them make you. And they're going to try and make you. How are they going to make you? I don't know, but they're going to make you. You know, how are they going to make you? They're going to threaten your children. They're going to threaten your ability to keep your children. They're going to threaten your jobs. They're going to, you know, make sure you're not part of the universal basic purple GoldmanSachs.gov coin digital currency purple money. You know, they have a lot of mechanisms by which they do that, and the solution is to just opt out of everything. Just go to small communities, you know, barter and trade, you know, with your friends and family and neighbors. BlackMarketFridays.com. I mean, we're trying to set up structure for that. The communication with IPFS that we're working on. This, which reminds me, Mickey Willis, I think, is coming on the show here pretty soon. So that'd be cool.
I'm going to see him next week.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to see him next week.
You know, what's he pushing now? They wanted to promote something.
We're going to be reading an audiobook of his new book, which he's got a new book coming out by Sky Horse Publishers as well. And his book is called Plandemic, of course. And so I'm going to actually read my part of the book. So I'm going to go visit Mickey, and we're going to do some other things. He's got another movie coming out shortly. So yes, but you're exactly right, Ernie. What you do is opt out. Opt out. And I opted out in 2011. I know I got infected with contagious cancer-causing viruses, the XMRVs. That was the topic of our first book, Plague, of the trilogy anyway. And I know the day I seroconverted. And I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt because that I never got HIV or anything else, which means this was a contagious virus because they took blood from me the entire 22 years I worked at the Cancer Institute every 6 months because I worked with AIDS patients and took their blood and worked with them day in, day out, never wearing a mask, you know, never once tested positive for HIV. All of a sudden in 2010, whoppingly positive for the contagious XMRVs, cancer-causing virus, syncytin, which is an envelope protein, part of the spike protein of that toxic shot you're getting or people are getting right now. So they are injecting one of the deadliest proteins I've ever come across.
How did you get it? You know, do you think?
In the lab. I was working in the lab, and I'm working with the blood, and it was transmitted through the air. So that was a contagious cancer-causing virus. That's why they had to shut me down. And that's why, and I'm never going to stop saying, COVID is a murder of everybody they infected with XMRVs, healthcare workers, doctors, first responders, contagious cancer, mouse viruses, zoonosis from vaccines and a contaminated blood supply, autism, you know, neuroimmune disease, ME/CFS, cancer. My dear stepfather, it's everything. So they've been doing that for 30 years.
You know, and I just saw a story here recently, kind of yesterday or something, that had the Wuhan lab in China actually did a presentation offer to DARPA for gain of function on different viruses, whatever, let's let Mikey do it. They'll pay for anything. I mean, you know, it's amazing how at a stratospheric level of state-sponsored big bad guys with unlimited budgets and the communication lines that they had between the Communist Chinese Party, the People's Military there, Dr. Fauci, NIH, they're just all the same thing of what? You know, who are these people?
But, well, they're evil, and I don't disagree with James Corbett. You know, this is the goal, is to depopulate according to the least, I call it the deplorables in our society. But, you know, you have the solution, and I had the solution continue to have since 2010 when I seroconverted. Declare your independence. I went back to what my mom taught me and said, no more. I'm not stupid. You fool me once, shame on me. I'm not stupid. I'm not doing it again. I go to doctors who see me, the healthcare professionals, naturopathic doctors, dentists, chiropractors. I was, people who want to care and really genuinely care about your health. And it takes a lot for people to say and admit, you know, what we realized in 2011, you know, oh my God, you can't mix animal tissues. There is not a vaccine on the schedule or that we make that doesn't have an animal or aborted fetal tissue as part of its production.
Do you see that there's going to be an elimination of the liability for pharma? Is that ever going to go away? You know, their immunity?
Yeah, that's declare your independence. If nobody ever got another shot, I don't care whether it's your job, your plane trip, your whatever. If everybody said, no, thank you, I will not comply. You will not inject anything in me again, ever. You will not shoot me. What don't they have? A market. They got trillions of dollars of vaccines sitting there, and nobody will take them. Nobody goes to your grocery store that says free flu shot. It's not free. It's costing us everything. Nobody goes. If everybody, I will not comply. I will join my community. I will get a teacher for my community. We will set up our own hospitals. And I encourage your audience to go to godspeak.com. It's on Rumble from Monday the 13th or so, whatever was the 13th of September, there was an emergency meeting of our community. And there, an attorney named Colton, sorry, I don't remember Colton's last name, but I've loved him forever. Anyway, Colton showed you, start your own hospital, start your own community healthcare centers, go to doctors, go to stores, go to people who comply with our Constitution. And it's really very simple. And I've done it twice. You know, I missed you on the last call because I got a little overwhelmed. So you file legal affidavits. Affidavits. I'm not talking about exemption. And Dr. Shannon Kroner, K-O-R-O-N-E-R, set up an organization called FOR. UnitedSolutions.org, Freedom of Religion -US, UnitedSolutions.org. And on that site, you can see many religions, healthcare workers supporting every belief system there is with legal affidavits for teachers, for professors, for students. And we did this week. Had a dear friend start postmenopausal bleeding, which is a sign of some kind of uterine cancer. So this has been going on about a month. So we're, you know, I'm concerned with her, and she makes some appointments, and I know a doctor here in Ventura, worked with him for decades. I think he's the premier gynecological surgeon probably in this country, and I've worked with him for years. So
okay, Donna's here, and I wanted to get in the show notes this organization and the Rumble United. And the people that are making these kinds of solutions. Are you listening, Donna? Okay, go ahead and repeat those slowly for her to be able to point out.
ForUnitedSolutions.org, F-O-R, Freedom of Religion. United Solutions, F-O-R, for UnitedSolutions.org.
And now cover all of it.
Yeah, Godspeak.com, September 13th, whatever was the Monday night of September, the week of September 13th.
Okay, Godspeed or Godspeak?
Speak, my voice.
Okay, Godspeak.org.
Dot com.
Godspeak.com.
And you see the Rumble link. It's called an emergency community meeting. And there, doctors, lawyers talked about next, what can we do? What are the solutions?
Okay, this is one thing that we've made an important, you know, addition to what we're doing is Black Market Fridays, plural.com. And the reason was is for people just like this that want to get out of the system, that they could still practice, you know, their medicine, or they could teach, or they could, you know, whatever the heck it is they want to do, because there are people looking for these types of people. And of course they'd want to interview them, and hey, you know, what's your thing? And the first requirement is you're not going to you know, require or mandate I get a vaccination. And I remember our children, when this all started, the pediatricians were insisting that everybody get fully vaccinated or you can't, you know, be our patient anymore. And our kids were like, well, peace out, man, we're done. And the reason was is there was financial incentives for them. I mean, you're taking away their boat, you know, if they fell below a certain percentage. And they don't give a crap about my kids. And so we need to have a boycott, you know, somewhere to support these people that choose to go outside the system and want to serve their patients, humanity, whatever, and have a place where people can go shop for those people. So that's what BlackMarketFridays.com is doing. We're pushing this so that people every Friday, they don't, you know, buy Amazon that day. You know, they go to the actual supplier and order it directly from them. They buy from someone that's offering, they use silver, you know, they exchanging crypto. You know, so this is practice that we're trying to get people. It's an easy way for them to start making the transition into the, you know, a slow, easy transition into not dying, into surviving, into making the current system obsolete.
Correct. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we literally went to this meeting, learned about Four United Solutions, and I encourage Donna will learn at the godspeak.com emergency meeting. Looks like it could have been September. I'm not sure when it was because I opened it up, but there were many, many RX for Liberty, myfreedoctor.com, which is Dr. Stellar Emanuel, alldaychemist.com, which you can buy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine without a prescription. So we provided the people in the community of Thousand Oaks, Ventura, where we live, solutions. And we told them, we can start your own hospitals. We can start your own. So just today, my chiropractor said, I want an MD. So an MD that is aligned with our philosophy now can go to a group, and that MD can help get patients off prescription drugs because that's what they do. They're MDs. So we can do this. And that's and we put into practice Four United Solutions. So that patient, friend of mine, was going to a doctor, and when she called to make an appointment, they said, are you vaccinated? And I coached her to say yes. And the reason I said that, because this is a staunch Christian woman who will not lie, I gave her ivermectin weeks ago. She took two doses, and she takes one every 21 days, and she's immune. And Tony Fauci in 2005, and I've got the publication from Journal of Virology, said hydroxychloroquine is a vaccine for SARS. Well, SARS-CoV-2 is a variant of SARS. So hydroxychloroquine is a vaccine. So she did not lie on the phone, or she would have never gotten an appointment with the premier gynecological surgeon, in my opinion, in the world, worked with him 20 years. And so she got in the office. So what we did was, and we were all nervous. I guarantee you, Monday was a tough day. So we all got together, her husband, me, and her, and we printed out affidavits, they're legal documents, from FourUnitedSolutions.org. And there's, if you scroll down, you'll see for businesses, medical procedures, that you cannot be denied treatment. You cannot be denied treatment or access to treatment because of your religious beliefs of the kind of vaccination, or whether it's not at all, that you choose. So the lady on the phone, the nurse, said, bring your paperwork. And she said, okay, we got those affidavits. We walked in there. They said, are you vaccinated? She said, yes. She handed her the paperwork. They took a copy of it. We got an appointment, and we've got in play treatment opportunities for us to understand what's happening with my friend. It wasn't easy, but we got it done. Two weeks ago in our apartment, September 1st, we've been filing legal affidavits as we've been discriminated against in the home we're living in. Property's been stolen. We've been denied access to facilities in our apartment complex that we pay the rent for. We've been exposed to hostility because we won't wear masks, and I am who I am, and we literally, as of September 1st, said we're not paying the rent anymore, and we wrote not. We're exempting from the game. We're not breaching our lease. No, we wrote a legal. We had a lawyer write a legal notice of claim. You owe us $12,000 since you started denying our constitutional rights on May 8th, 2021. Was it fun to move in 2 days? Why I missed the last call? No. It wasn't fun, but, you know, God's good, and we ended up in a better place, in a safer place. But we Americans, we free people, we have to do it. You have to stand up and do it.
Dr. Mikovits and your husband, yeah, give props to your husband. The yeah. You know, this has been our experience with you, God, 6 years or so. And I don't know of anyone else that certainly from a background of you and a professional, having made a really good living, been part of the system, you know, that has been so fervent in their position that they're not going to comply. And this has been an inspiration to a lot of, because you know the truth and you answer to a higher authority. And I'm wondering, you know, there doesn't have to be, you would think that there would be a payoff sometime. And a lot of the payoff that, you know, I was encouraging early on in our relationship is that you're going to get yours. You're going to get to have your say. You're going to be, you know, you had it out for Fauci. And I'm like, you're going to get your pound of flesh. It's coming. I can see it. Don't worry about it. Hold out. You did, you got it. But was it bittersweet? I mean, was Fauci really the target? I mean, is it?
No. From my point of view, Fauci was never the target. For me, I could care less, you know, if I could be blunt with that asshole things. I never have. I called him an asshole in 1983, the first time I ever talked to him on the phone. And so the point of the matter is, right is right and wrong is wrong. Now, I had to learn not to call him asshole because I was 25 then, and that's the way I talked. But God honors his promises. You won't believe the home. We got a home a month ago for the first time in our marriage, for the first time since October 7th, 2000. We're living in one home where I'm not flying to another home in Maryland. We're living in a home. We got far more back than we lost. We don't own it, but the owners happened to know our story and said, yeah, we'll rent it to you without anything on paper that made us look like we could ever afford where we're living. God will honor his promises.
You know, I'm glad, and it doesn't surprise me, people like you with the convictions that you have are always honored by others because it makes them feel better. You know, we are empathetic and emotional beings that, you know, a lot of times when someone in your position is suffering, some people can't take that, you know, not when they have the capability to help. And you definitely have been helping yourself and being such a warrior on this. Tell me about what you would consider mainstream media You're so prevalent all over, the internet and everywhere. So, but I don't even see journalism anymore. People don't even understand what it. I don't know if it was ever there, but it sure as hell isn't now. They don't even pretend anymore. Is there any NBC or ABC or CBS or CNN or Fox even or anything? They love them some Dr. Judy a little bit sometime.
Well, I haven't talked to anybody you just mentioned, but the new platforms. Certainly I'll never say anything other than Del Bigtree and thehighwire.com. That's mainstream media. Without Vax 2, you and I wouldn't have the 2018 Vaccine Education Summit there in Phoenix. Without childrenshealthdefense.org, I certainly, without Bobby Kennedy's endorsement and brilliant forward in our book, Plague of Corruption, without Elevate Films, Mickey Willis, PlandemicSeries.com, without Brian Rose, freedomplatform.tv. These are all people who have stepped up and new platforms. The last few weeks, I've done several shows with Brannon House on frankspeechtv.com. That's Mike Lindell's station. Yes, things are happening, not as quickly as we'd like.
I'm glad you're giving them props, but I'm telling you, without you, they wouldn't have had anything to talk about. They certainly wouldn't have had the credibility of the actual science and what was, I sent you the graphic of it. When we did an event in Sholo, it was they did a declaration of intent to, not get the shots or something. A medical declaration to bite me. And it was, let's see if I can pull it up here. It was a picture that here it is. Put that up there. Yeah, Declaration of Medical Independence. And it right off the bat, it says, Big Pharma, blah, 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 blah. And in the first paragraph, it says, let me pull this up. I just want to give props to you. Without you, this stuff doesn't get in there. Whereas Big Pharma has a well-documented history of vaccines causing extensive physical illness, as documented in Judy Mikovits's respected books, Plague and Plague of Corruption, then it goes on. They don't have that available anywhere else except by someone with the credentials that you have, the bona fides that you got, the resume that you've, been able to present. And this is why I don't think that they're mention you anymore. They don't come out. They used to. It used to be all crazy Dr. Mikovits. They don't even want to, acknowledge you even exist anymore. Well, what does that tell you? So I don't see where that there has to be a totally different mechanism by which people get their news or informed. And we're working on that. And there, I know there's a lot of other places doing it. But my biggest problem is that a lot of these other alternative medias that I don't associate with a lot of them. A lot of them I do, and I go on shows and have them come on and so on. But I don't waste a whole lot of time for them looking to fix it. We're going to fix the issue. We're going to, lobby the legislature. We're going to, get a bill passed. We're going to, I don't see that as, I see it, anytime anybody comes to me with that, I'm just not interested. It's a total waste of time. I don't know what your thoughts.
Well, I agree with you completely, and that's why I'm telling every individual, the power is yours, the scholar's obligation. You're the scholar, you're the mom, you're the teacher, you're the soccer coach with a five-year-old on a field. The scholar is the one that says, I won't make a five-year-old wear a mask, that's child abuse, or we won't play in that league. Yeah, we stand up one by one by one. So we've done that, and look at the revolution that you've you know, created, because you've always been there. I'm just going to keep saying it, declare your independence. We're independent. I don't care what Tony Fauci says. I don't think about him. I never did. You know, I even to this day say, you know, please don't say I worked for him, because I have more integrity than that. I would never work for that man. In fact, the times that I worked with him, when Dr. Rossetti was the collaborator, and in fact, we were laughing last week, Dr. Rossetti, because Joe Mercola wrote on the back of the book about the personal insights into Tony Fauci that Frank Rossetti has. And Frank Rossetti's like gruff, gruff, gruff at coffee. And he said, yeah, every time I ever talked to that in a blankety blank, 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 he tried to bribe me into falsifying data, which I never did.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's personal insight. No, we don't go to dinner with these people. We don't socialize with these people. We socialize with you. We socialize with people who know the truth and are honest. And we don't care their statute in life. We're blue-collar scientists. We're people of the people. And all we care about, it's not about me. That's what Andy Wakefield taught me. How do you keep being brilliant in science? And that was in our book, The Way Forward in the Plague of Corruption. How do you keep doing it, Andy, I asked, because he's brilliant in his scientific lectures. He said, the day I realized it wasn't about me, then you're free of that. And you give it to God. You're like, I'm good. I don't need vindication. I could care less what they say about me. I've never read a Wikipedia page in my life. I don't care. I know somebody else wrote that. That's not who I am. And anybody who cares to know who I am, those are the people I spend my time with. Anybody who cares to listen. So you know me. I'll do anything any night free. I don't care who I talk to. You know,
Dr. Mercola, I just saw a thing that they're trying to get his book banned.
Sure, of course they are. They don't want to hear.
No, that they would even say that. I mean, who do these people think they are? I don't know. It's so weird. It's so obviously Orwellian, and they're just. You almost want to give them a $20 bill and a wet kiss and say thanks for being, you know. Stupid. You know? I stupid.
Stupid. Dave Barber.
Well, you know, what's some of the things before we wrap this up? Let's go ahead and, you know, talk about some of the next events or dates that are coming up. Other than the flu season coming, what do you think is going to happen? You know, we got all these people and the variants and the, you know, strains and the flus, and God knows what's going to happen.
The first thing is, you know, there's no such thing as a variant, because there's no test to detect a variant. As Dr. David Martin said, and I'll paraphrase him because I don't remember exactly, it's a computer-generated sequence. It's in silico. That means in the laboratory, in a database somewhere. We don't know what was in any of the shots. That's why we have to ask, what's in my lot number? And what happens the next flu season? Don't get another shot and you will live. And I won't, you know, because we don't know what's in them. They could have all been saline for all we know. We know it's not, because my friends, the susceptible, got sick and got deep. We see the level of the injury and the death from the shots. But the bottom line is, I'm not a prediction. I'm a scientist. I work on data. I'm at the IAOMT, the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, this weekend in Seattle. I fly out tomorrow morning. I heard you were going to be in the Seattle neighborhood. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. I give a talk too early in the morning on Saturday, or Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm talking about keeping your immune system strong. What, you know, there's so much that goes into it. And that I'm also, it's very, you know, I'm going to the Truth About Cancer October 22nd through the 24th in Nashville, Tennessee. I'll be at a Nutritional Frontiers nutrition. You know, keep your immune system well conference in Tampa, Florida, October 15th through the 17th. I'll be teaching at Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church, the River Church in Tampa, Florida, the 18th through the 20th of October. So I'm on the road starting October. I'm at a Freedom Rally.
Okay, on the road. Are you driving in a minivan? Are you flying? What's that? What's your flying status now?
I'm flying Southwest to many of these events because they honor the silver mask that I can breathe through that fit to that I'm not a hypocrite. Because remember our book, The Case Against the Mask, says 10 reasons why masks use should be limited. So there are safe masks that can be used and can protect and can deal with people with the XMRVs that I caught, the lung diseases that I was born with. So I'll be doing a little bit of flying, but an awful lot of driving. That's just the next few weeks.
Well, hey, you know, it gets to a thing. I mean, I got a bus. You can sleep. You know?
There you go.
It's better. It's like on a train, man. You just get onto the bus, and we'll get you wherever you need to go. Hell, Don and I, we can go all night and day, go across the country in freaking 40 hours. I'm like, you know, not like we haven't done that a gazillion times.
Sounds pretty cool. I wish I knew that before I booked a flight to Seattle.
I like to be near Seattle. We're going to be more closer to Spokane, but okay. Yeah, we're going to be doing some stuff. We'll keep you informed of whatever. We think we can.
We'll be at Clay Clark's Reawaken America, San Antonio, in November. I believe it's Veterans Day weekend. 11.
And to do what? These functions are to what? I mean, the people leave there going, you know, yay. I mean,
to empower the people to reawaken America as to our liberties, as to our rights, as to our God-given and constitutionally protected freedoms. We're not given our freedoms by the Constitution. We're given them by God. So yes, we're God people, and this is what we're doing. We're awakening people. We're giving them solutions.
You know, this is one thing that I've seen as a common thread. Even the ones that are kind of more political, it's really more of a good versus evil religious thing. You know, they're seeing that this is definitely what we've been warned about, you know, as the mark of the beast kind of deal. That these are, you know, evil people with evil intent, and their intent is clearly evil. You know how they do it. They'll change their mechanism. They'll, you know, back off a little bit. They'll add another month and a half. They'll whatever. But in the end, they're not backing off. And if I known who it was that you were to go after, you know, you could do it. But it's us. You know, it has to be. You know, let all the people in compliance. All right, you know, peace out. You're done, and we're over here. Is that I don't know how this ends, but it's like I watched the just recently last couple of days because I was, you know, recovering. I watched all three of the Matrix trilogy, and it was, you know, I there are so many parallels with what's going on, and I just see that it's we're all just lied into submission. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies has always been our thing. And right. I don't know what else to do. And it's been effective, but it's not going to just solve itself. That's why I always said, in the end, you know, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. Well, we haven't got to the mess that I'm afraid of yet. You know, it is definitely going to be freedom's phoenix from the ashes. And I'm, you know, we've seen some ashes, but man, the rip-roaring, raging flame be a-coming still. And you got to steel your mind and your soul against the evil of that these guys represent. Again, they are evil. And I don't care if you're religious or not. You got to recognize bad. I mean,
yeah. And I wouldn't say I was religious, but as we know, I'm a God-fearing person. Religion is an organization. I don't usually succumb to organizations very well, but love wins. God wins. And you'll remember from the Vaccine Education Summit, one of the last thing I said is forgive ourselves and forgive each other and speak the truth in love. That's what we do.
Dr. Mikovits, an inspiration to everyone that even knows. You know, you're like a fictitious character. Until there was, you know, Dr. Mikovits, I'm not sure throughout history, I guess we didn't have the internet or there wasn't a mechanism for you to be able to tell the story the way you have. But you're in rare company. There's not a lot of people like Dr. Mikovits that was needed when it was time. And that's why, you know, we knew in 2009 when H1N1 was going on that we didn't have a Dr. Mikovits. We didn't, you know, we were kind of early to the party. And then when you and I started talking, going, boom, 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 boom. It's what we've been waiting on. I'm going to ride that. The same thing that we did with, you know, Dr. Paul. You know, you have to have someone that can represent what it is that you're wishing to advocate. So, man, they got a whole bunch of attention, you know, from me, as did you. So this is, I'm glad that we were able to help, but it's in another stage now. There's going to be something. We'll keep doing the support that we have been able to help with, but there's something else coming. There's an alteration. We're going to be talking about it over the next few weeks. And, yeah, we're in another phase now. This is, you know, I don't think, you know, it used to be how many minds I can free. Now it's how many asses I can save. You know, if you don't know now or don't care to know, or you're not willing to push the truth button on some internet search, then you're just willfully ignorant. You know, you're stupid, you know.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Ernie. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.